What's up, everybody? It's your girl Keisha from Put Your Phone Down Podcast. As I state, it's like my guests continue to grow and be sent to me, and I am super duper excited. Not that I'm not excited about all of my episodes, but this one brings out the south side of me. I'm a fur mommy, and some of y'all know that. Some of you all are very surprised at that. And, you know, as I became a fur mom, I noticed how much help my baby may have needed. When I came across this awesome site on social media, thanks to the social media guys, I saw Silver Stray Social. And it was like, oh my gosh. But I also have to, before I introduce who I have on here, say that I have called them my heroes just for my fur baby. On December 9th, they had something totally awesome, open to the public. It was free. We're going to talk about that more. But without further ado, I would love to introduce the founder of Silver Stray Social, Miss Kelly Carey and Jay Weinberg. Welcome to Put Your Phone Down Podcast.
Hello. Thank you so much, Times Infinity, for having us.
Hello. So welcome. You guys, I started off talking about what happened to me and my baby on December 9th. But before I get into my testimony and how excited I am, I did see in 2019, Silver Stray Social was founded. But, you know, as we began to talk earlier, I said, I know that this was before 2019. So can you tell me who was Kelly, you know, before all this began? Were you playing in the park with dogs? Who was Kelly? And then we can go on from there.
Yeah, so I've always worked in animal shelters, you know, animal welfare for a long time. And I'm really good at social media, you know, that's how you found us, thankfully. And I was always kind of in a shelter that didn't kind of let me help, you know, and I had all these good ideas to help market these animals and get them adopted. And because we always had these seniors and these special needs animals who oftentimes it would affect the most, you know, the longer, the lengthier stays in the shelters. And so, you know, so long story short, I befriended this dog named Layla. She was in the shelter that I worked at for 3 years, and I didn't even know that. And I was taking care of her every day. And I finally, you know, looked in her file one day, and I really got down to the details of you know, she was brought back 3 different times at no fault of her own, and she was a senior, and she was waiting for a home. And so then I really wanted to help her find a home. And so,
and there we have it.
And there, yeah. And I, you know, I created Silver Stray to help shelters essentially with marketing, you know, because I know they lack the resources, the time and everything. So, and then so, you know, that's kind of the long story short. And now, and then I'm technically an ecologist. So I did my big girl job, you know, I did all that. I worked in Gary for many years. Doing restoring a lot of the natural native landscape, and so I was very familiar with the community and the, you know, and so then this whole time I was working in a shelter, a local shelter, and I had a lot of pet families in Gary come in who needed help, who we couldn't help because of jurisdictional you know, restrictions. And so that bothered me, and so essentially I just, you know, I just left the shelter, and I had already had Silver Stray established, and I mean, not to like boast, but I know what I'm capable of. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to start it. I'm just going to do it. I know how underserved the community is. I know how much people need help. And Gary is nobody's jurisdiction, basically. And so, it took all this time in animal welfare to really like understand the solution for to heal and stabilize the pet community. And so, Silver Stray kind of morphed, evolved, I guess, into what it is now. Long story short.
Well, and I'll say that real quickly. Like you asked, before 2019, and the stories that I've always heard, and ever since I've known Kelly, she's been a really, really, her animal welfare is in her, it's in her DNA. And like, I've heard stories about her from the time she was, you know, probably just a little girl, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, taking care of animals. So it's kind of like, you know, your raison d'etre, your reason for being here. I think that's always kind of been in the background, if not motivating Kelly all through her life. And even though,
if I didn't know it, I feel like.
Yeah. So even though her profession, you know, for a time, like she said, she was doing that work in ecology and restoring, and, you know, but then that's how she was making relationships while she was in Gary at that time. So I think, yeah, it's in her entire makeup to be doing that. And so in one way, you know, there's such a grace and a power and a magic when you find your purpose in life. And that's where Kelly's at right now. And she's just, she's on fire with it. So.
And you know, Jay, I was going to say, you play a very instrumental part in this as well. With the quote that I saw that you, when you guys were trying to come up with the name, and it was quoted that you said silver lining for pet families and their animals. So Jay, I wanted to come in and actually, you know, while you giving flowers to, you know, everyone, we want to give you your flowers too, and saying that you played and you still playing a great part in just being the backing of this. You know, it started out as a thought. So Jay, can I jump in and say, who were you when you were you playing with the animals, or how did this come across?
Yeah, I've always been a really big animal person as well. And so I think that's part of why, you know, Kelly and I resonated early on too. It's probably a part of it. There's no way that this would work if I wasn't also an animal lover. So, overall, it's like one of the things that we say with Silver Stray is that in many ways, the animals are a Trojan horse of sorts. So it's like the larger vision is just to help heal a community and help to be a part of, you know, creating a culture that has compassion, right? And that's been something that's been part of my raison d'etre, part of my purpose in life is communication and helping heal and be a part of shifting and changing things in the community, in any community. So I think for me, it's like to see Kelly do that and really find her purpose in life. I've always been chasing a dream. I grew up in an entrepreneur family, and I'm an artist. So I know that the traditional path of, you know, you go to school, you get the job, you climb the career ladder, that's never been my trajectory in life. And so, you know, it's been my honor to be able to help support Kelly in what I've known and what I've learned. And I know that that's part of why we connected, you know, because it's like, it's just, I'm humbled to be here and to try and serve the vision. So.
And I feel like, you know, we off to the side like the outcasters, because everything you just mentioned is like, you know what, I'm going to go to the beat of my own drum, but yeah. It always leads you to your passion. And I'm just going to fast forward this a minute, and then I want to go back to asking you a few things, Kelly. But
sure.
I want to take the time to basically boast bold and brag about your awesome staff and the volunteers. As I mentioned, we had been speaking basically through social media beforehand. And I was so excited when I saw that the services you guys provided was coming to Gary. And that was on December 9th. So I got my baby in the carrier, which was, you gave me advice, because I was like, look, this cat does whatever the hell she want to do.
Yeah, yep.
But
there
those nails.
No way you were just going to shove her, you know, right off the bat. Right out
Not
the
at all. She becomes so stuck up. So it's yep. like, I got her in the carrier. It was cold outside. She did a lot of fussing and fighting. But when I got there, and I'm going to ask you to chime in, but I have to set the scene. When I got there, I thought from where I was driving up at, it was probably like 4 or 5 cars. I was like, oh,
yeah,
this is, you know, nobody's going to bring all of that. Yeah, their dogs. Oh, I felt like I knew the inside scoop to the point I was telling people about it. And then I got directed, nice woman. As soon as I pulled up, she was like, no, you got to go all the way around.
I know.
And I said, okay. When I got there, when I tell you without exaggeration, you know how some people say you're wrapped around a building? No, you had it wrapped around the block. Okay. And this is out of admiration. I'm like, wow. And so the staff was still directing. The volunteers was coming to the cars, being friendly with the pets. And I'm like, wait a minute. It was cold outside. And I know if I was cold sitting in my car, the staff did not give up. Okay. So how we met is I had a little run in with my car. So not only was your staff amazing in directing traffic, my power steering went out. So they started telling me how to turn my wheel. Okay. They turned
into
everything. Yes.
You did.
Everything. But the fact that you guys gave this service for free, I want to say thank you to the staff, to the volunteers who stood out there in the cold, noses running, just to make sure our babies was okay. But were you expecting this turnout and the things that Silver Stray was providing for the people? Were you expecting that turnout?
So the first clinic, we had 40 people. Right.
It's in March.
It was in March of 2023.
Cold too.
Cold.
Rainy.
Like freezing cold. Colder than December. And the second clinic, freezing rain. We had it sent here over in Glen Park on 49th or 40 whatever. We had over 200 people that we had to turn away. And then after that, every clinic after that, and we were in the clinic that you attended was number 9. Every clinic after that usually had about 100 to 200 families. So we were definitely anticipating it. And we just, it's just like all hands on deck. We try, you know, I joke about it, but I'm like, we have to be as efficient as Portillo's drive-through. You know, they just knock it out of the park. You know, we just go from car to car to car to car and advance everybody. And it's a pretty good process.
Yeah, I think we've got it finally nailed down and refined. We were hopping around, the city. Kelly's initial idea in that regard was, you know, if people are transportation challenged, which we know that can be a thing, that we want to try and go to different pockets in case there are walk-ups. But we found that there were, you know, usually only 1 or 2, sometimes 0 walk-ups in different places. So then when we wound up in the Frank O'Bannon Center the first time, and as you well know, like you said, it was wrapped around the block, but that's after it wrapped around the parking lot 4 times. And that's a massive, massive parking lot. So I'm the one that's usually doing all the organization of traffic flow and you know, trying to get that stuff situated. And some of the times we've had, there's a video on our site, actually, if you go to silverstray.org, and you can see that was when we did it at
First AME.
No, that was the Four Walls.
Beyond Four Walls.
So Beyond Four Walls Church, we had it, that traffic was backed up all the way over to the bridge at 94. So you can see the video. It looks like Field of Dreams, you know, just this line of cars. And so once we found the Frank O'Bannon Center, once we had our first one there, you came, that was the second clinic we had at Frank O'Bannon that you were at, just found that this is going to be our place. You know, that's where we're going to do pretty much all the clinics in 2024.
And that's where, you know, that's where a lot of people go to for services, like their food stamps or the BMV is there, DCS is there. So a lot of people, if not, you know, most everybody is going to be familiar with that location.
They're either familiar with how to get there or they know how to get there, even if they're challenged. That's one of the, again, that's where the community is just, I had said that to one gentleman and he said that I was telling him about how we were moving around. And he said, well, no, he goes, this is the perfect spot because people know how to get here. If they're challenged, even they know how to get here. So I was like, boom, that's it. This is where we're coming from now on. And it will just create a consistency for people to know. They don't have to, you know, the only thing we have to let them know is the time and the dates, you know, but it'll always be there. And our system will get even more efficient as we go along. And because this one, like you said, we had it wrapped around the parking lot, but then it also had to go all the way back across the street into the alley going towards City Hall. So we at least have a process and we get that hammered out, and it helps us just make sure that we can serve more people and be there for more people. And then plus the other thing is, like, Kelly's really, like I said, this being a Trojan horse, the idea is to get other services that people don't necessarily know about because they're not as good at social media. They're not doing podcasts like this with you, you know? And so she wants to make sure that people know those services are there. And by having this kind of an event where it's almost like a fair once a month for, you know, 7 months, 8 months out of the year, you can have these people can show up. And they have a centralized location. They have a way. So I anticipate in 2024, you're going to see tents. You're going to see booths with partners and people really coming out. We've even businesses.
Like, that was a huge part of the program is you know, I try to foster these relationships with all these organizations across Northwest Indiana that provide, you know, assistance with, whether it be for rent, utilities, homelessness, therapy, recovery, transportation, literacy, the list goes on. But like, there's these organizations that provide these services, these assistance for families, not just in Gary, but all over, but these organizations are in our backyard and people don't know about them to help them personally. So that's a huge part. I mean, I know I'm just making a, you know, a partner and then just basically posting them or inviting them to the clinic. I'm not providing the services myself, but it's a plug-in, you know? And so maybe, you know, I'll take care of your pet, but here's some help maybe to get a free cell phone or to help on for your NIPSCO bill or whatever, you know, whatever you need.
They have a captive
and it
audience.
Does all. Yeah, exactly. It all plays a part in what you guys offer. Now, back to what you said, and I agree, Jay, that is a pretty much a landmark. You can mention it. It's easy to get to. The parking lot is spacious. And I agree with you. I think moving forward, when people automatically know your name, they'll know, okay, I have to get there early, you know, early or something. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to get into the provisions that you guys have. So when I took my baby, she got vaccinated all from the car. I didn't have to get out and do anything. And this was the great part about it. If anybody had a complaint, I just don't see how. We sat in the car, okay, while you guys were out there in the cold. I just need to put that out there. But the services that you guys provide are just top notch. So my baby got vaccinated. She also walked away with some food, some toys that she plays with. She also got her nails trimmed down, but you guys do a lot more and it's pretty much free. So can we talk about the services that you provide?
Yeah. So basically it's free spay and neuter, microchips and vaccines, and then TNR. And TNR, the TNR portion is the trap, neuter, release, and that's for the people who have outside cats. You know, there's a ton of people, a lot of colony caretakers that take care of feral cats. And, you know, I'm not even really a cat person, but God love them, and they're just trying to do the right thing. And so, you know, I can at least help with, or the program can at least help with, you know, getting them fixed and giving the caretakers peace of mind and getting them vaccinated so the community is healthier and not spreading disease. And so, yeah, it's.
And then, of course, there's, you know, with a lot of the partnerships and once as the visibility just continues to grow, they have different pet supply places that'll give, you know, free. So we can give out free food, free treats, free leashes and harnesses and all of that type of stuff. So we don't always have everything, but, you know, usually we have an overflow of stuff that's either in our house as a landing spot or going into, you know, spread amongst the different volunteers. Like, as you said, too, the volunteers have just been absolutely extraordinary. And without the volunteers, none of this would really be possible.
It would be nothing. Like I say, you know, I had the vision, but where would anything be without the 40 people that show up at the clinics or the, you know,
your veterinarian,
you know, the main veterinarian is the sole Black female vet in Northwest Indiana. And she comes to every clinic and, we're so aligned and she just loves to be there and she donates her time and skill every month, to be out in the cold too, or the heat, you know, and so the partnering vets offices and all the donated vaccines and microchips, you know, I just tell our story and they just want to donate. So without all that, we definitely could not afford the thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars that it equals to be able to provide all that.
And Silver Stray really is making strides too, because as you mentioned, just on your social media alone, I'm seeing how, you know, you take an opportunity and you'll put your location of where they can go and pick up a card or some information, or you'll post, hey, look, I have some things about deworming. You're just kind of letting everybody know that Silver Stray is here to stay, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We have to talk a little bit more because we're almost at our 30 about your location. Can we pretty much debunk some myths about microchipping and things like that? I think some people are still kind of new to that. So can you explain microchipping for us?
Basically, there's not really any reason for a pet not to be microchipped. It's like a tiny grain of rice that's inserted right between the shoulder blades. It's a quick poke. The animals don't need to be anesthetized. It's just, you know, it's just quick. It's like a tiny little grain of rice. And it has all your information on it. Basically, it's like an internal ID tag. It's not GPS. So the government isn't tracking you. I mean, they're probably tracking you every other way, but I don't think on that microchip are they tracking you. But
you got to repeat that, because it's a lot of people that think like that.
No,
you're right.
That's the truth. It's basically like a near field communication chip. So the only way it can even be read is if you have a very specific device, like a little
microchip scanner
that the vets and the animal control are about the only people who are even going to have one of those, because there's no reason that you'd want one otherwise.
You would not need one.
And so the only way it can be scanned is if the animal is lost and found, then they scan to see if there's a microchip. But there's no GPS technology. I'll tell you that if there were, those chips would cost a heck of a lot more.
Yeah.
It'd be way too expensive to even do that. So yeah, it's not a geolocation. There's no geolocation capabilities within the microchip.
And you know, like if you have a house fire and your animals run out, you know, and they get caught by somebody, the first thing, or a stray is picked up, anything, the first thing that any animal welfare, a vet office, animal control, anybody, a rescue, a shelter, they're going to scan that animal to see if they have a chip, because they don't want him to stay in the shelter. They don't want to keep them. They want to get them right back home to where they belong. And so that number pops up, and then, you know, all your information comes up on it. They put it into a database, and then they call you and say, hey, we have Friday. Come and get him.
Yes. Yeah, so we got microchipping. Then is what else do you guys do? Because this is all free, and I'm just trying to put that out there. So microchipping, I keep messing that word up, and I don't know why. else do you have?
The rabies vaccines, and then distemper vaccines, core distemper vaccines, and then free spay and neuter, obviously. And then when we I've fostered relationships with different partners to be able to provide free flea and tick prevention, you know, heartworm for dogs, mosquitoes, that's transmitted by mosquitoes in the summertime. So that runs rampant. And then we always heartworm test at the time of surgery. And then if a dog is heartworm positive, you know, we definitely try to, there's not a lot of excess funds, but we definitely try to help them the most cost effective way. So basically the main thing, the main services to really get your animal healthy and to provide you peace of mind, is what we provide.
That's great. I mean, and I don't mean to just end it with that's great, but it really is. It's one of those services that honestly you wish for. You know, when I became a pet mom, I did not know. Everybody told me that cats were low maintenance. So I was like, okay, sure.
Now you but need then, another one because they're so low maintenance.
You already know.
I know.
But then when the sneezing started and the ears start, I was like, wait, this is real. Like, so
yeah.
Looking yeah. into pets became or vets became expensive. I
Hell,
did not know.
Services.
Yeah. I had no clue. Now I'm seeing pet insurance and all those things. But for those of us who want to know that is someone out here who cares, you know, and can be easily found, I'm thanking you from the bottom of my heart. Seriously, me sitting in that car was nothing. That's why I took my hat off to the staff and to the volunteers, because I did know some people were getting a little agitated, but in my mind, I'm thinking, you're in the car, you know?
Right.
Yeah,
and these
right.
people are going to service. Now, one more thing that I just saw is basically you're pretty much having to reiterate about animals being in the same household. So can you please let the public know how that goes with pets being in the same household and the services you provide?
Yeah. So obviously if there are females and males who are not fixed living in the same household, I really would like to try to make them priority. So obviously please reach out. And then, because, you know, we're trying to prevent unnecessary litters here. We really try to, you know, the city's ordinance is 3 animals per household. I really would like to try to adhere to that as much as I can, because we work closely with the city, or I'm trying to. So, you know, there's always wiggle room, but definitely case by case, you know, but definitely those are kind of the main, the two main things, I think, for pets in the household.
Okay. So we know that you guys provide awesome free service. Well, like you said, it's like Portillo's and Chick-fil-A because you get the service. and I'm not just saying it because I have you guys on the line. I say that because when I saw everybody, like I said, wrapped around, it was still staff and volunteers still making sure, hey, look, you know, can you scoot your car over? Can you come and do this? Then it was amazing to see just where I was watching the love and I guess the practice sessions. I'm not for certain if you guys even have practice sessions or if it's just something that you know now how to do. But just from being out there in that cold weather and knowing that people still had something free, it was amazing. You can't get that, you know, too many places. So before we wrap up, I would love for you guys to say, you know, your social platforms and where people can find you and support and volunteer.
I have to first say that I don't go to every car because I'm usually running around like I've lost my head. But I ended up going to your car. And so I met you at the clinic and I just thought that was pretty, pretty serendipitous. So,
yes,
you know, but anyway, so yeah, silverstray.org is the website. You know, follow us on social media. My phone number is out there. Like it's like a public phone for Northwest Indiana now. So, I mean, you can, you know, call, text, whatever. So it's pretty, pretty easy to find us, whether the website or Facebook.
Mm-hmm. So Jay, you got any information? I know you mentioned that you said that you were into art. I don't want to put you out there, but if we can find your work.
If you want to look my work up, you can find me on jjweinberg.com. My Instagram handle is jjweinberg. That's W-E-I-N-B-E-R-G. But yeah, I would say to your point about, you know, the efficiency, and that's one of the things, and the people that were frustrated, I would just like to add that, like, if you come to one of these clinics in the future, it all falls back on me. And I'm always trying to do the best I absolutely can to make sure that things are running efficiently. And so even if you haven't moved in a really long time, that's just because we have such an insane turnout. but everything is operating. When you come in, you're in your spot, you're locked in. I make sure that nobody jumps spots and all that type of stuff. So,
and volunteers, we always can need volunteers. You know, we provide services, and then sometimes the families want to give back themselves, you know, and they want to volunteer. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So info or silverstray.org is the best.
Yeah. Really, yeah. The website, and you can find everything on that for sure.
Thank you guys so much.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, I totally enjoyed myself. I agree with you. I do think it was meant, because my car completely showed out like a newborn baby. I was like, oh my God.
On purpose.
Yes. And Jay, awesome job. Honestly, the way that traffic was going, the way that people were informed, it was up to them if they wanted to get out. But at this point in time, it was such an awesome turnout. You can't pay the most skilled person to run that parking lot like you did. So hats off. My baby got looked at. I knew where to park at. It was awesome. I want to thank you for Silver Stray and all the things that you've done to just help improve our fur babies' lives. So on behalf of Gary, I just really want to thank you for even coming out and thinking of us in that way. You guys, I have Miss Kelly Carey and Jay Weinberg on the line. And if you guys please listen and share it and know that Silver Stray Social is here to stay. We are looking for volunteers, patient volunteers. And if you guys want any information, please check them out. They've left all the information provided. And again, you guys, listen, I'm always open for a part two, because I already know where this is going with Silver Stray. So,
yes, ma'am. You know, I was thinking maybe even Jay with it. He does some socio-political work that I think you guys would, it would be really a good topic of conversation. Maybe would be the next part two.
Let's get it, Jay. And Jay, again, I'm going to be looking for that art. I love good art. So, and I love everything that you guys provide. So, okay, you guys.
It was meant to be that we met.
Absolutely. You already know. I definitely believe that. Thank you guys so much. And you guys, pass on the information about silverstray.com. Until next time, guys, I'm your host, Keisha.
Bye. Thank you.